Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This hymn was written by Frances Havergal. She was staying at a house in London, England, and there were 10 other people staying in that house as well. Unfortunately, they did not know Jesus. They were sad and gloomy and angry. They were not happy. Miss Frances felt impressed to pray for them so that they could have the joy that comes from following Jesus. And that's just what she did. She prayed, "Lord, give me all in this house." Did you know that within just a few days, hours before she left, every single one of those people were converted and they gave their lives to Jesus? Oh, she was so happy. She just couldn't sleep. And while she was laying there in her bed, the words to this song came to her. She wanted to recommit her life to Jesus and let Him use her the way that He wanted to. Hi, boys and girls. Do you like escape stories? There are some pretty amazing stories out there of people who have been able to escape from jail. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about three men. The men were Frank Lee Morris, John Anglin, and Clarence Anglin. So two of them were brothers. And they escaped from a prison called Alcatraz back in 1962. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? These three men were in a prison on Alcatraz Island. It's a small island that is made out of rock, and it has a prison on this island. The prison pretty much covers the entire island. Well, these three men were in prison there, completely surrounded by water, and everyone assumed that this place was completely inescapable. Well, these three men worked really hard, and they had a little spoon, and they started scraping away at a concrete wall, and they ended up using this spoon to tunnel or dig through a concrete wall. Now, they needed to make sure that they had as much time as possible to escape, so they went and they made paper mache dummies, like men made out of paper mache. They even got hair from the barber shop, and they pasted it on to the head of these paper mache dummies and put these paper mache dummies into their beds. Well, then they took 50 raincoats that they had stolen and created some sort of like a raft, blow up raft or something, and they were able to make it out, and nobody noticed until the next day. Well, the next day, when the guards did realize that they had three escapees, they looked everywhere, and they looked and they looked, and they could not find them anywhere. Now, the FBI and the prison warden, they all think that these three men drowned, but some speculate that they were able to escape and they made it to Brazil, and that they lived out the rest of their days in Brazil. Now, I want you to think about that. That is a lot of work. It took a lot of time. They had to think up all of these ways to try to get out. They had to get the raincoats, and they had to scrape away at this cement wall with a spoon. You try that. It's not easy. And then they finally made their escape. Now, we don't know if they drowned and died or if they did manage to escape and go live somewhere else. But it was a lot of work, wasn't it? Now, I want you to think about our story that we're talking about this week, about the apostles. How did they get out of prison? An angel came, opened the door, and led them out. That sounds a lot easier, doesn't it, than trying to dig your way out or trying to escape? Today, we're going to talk about what the priests and the rulers thought when they realized that their men had escaped from jail. Before we get started, though, let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I am so thankful for this time that I get to spend with each boy and girl and with you. Please come into our hearts. Help us as we study and as we read and as we learn to know what you want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Peter and John had been put into prison. But who came and opened the door? An angel did, didn't he? Well, he told them to go back to the temple the next morning. And that's exactly what they did. Did he get them out just to go run away and escape? Or did he get them out for a purpose? You're right. He got him out for a purpose. We're going to look up Acts chapter 5, verse 21. We're just going to read the first part. Okay? Acts chapter 5, verse 21. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Then we're going to look down for those chapters, chapter 5. And once you find the chapter, then we're going to look for the verse. The verse are the little numbers. So let's look for verse 21. It starts out at 1 and goes all the way. Keep looking until you get to verse 21. We're going to read the first part of that. Here we go. Acts chapter 5, verse 21, the first part.
And when they heard that they entered the temple early in the morning and taught.
So here the apostles are. They were in jail. The angel gets them out and then tells them to go to the temple. So that's exactly what they did. They went to the temple early in the morning and taught. What did the priests think? Well, they didn't know what had happened. They didn't know that they had escaped. So the next morning, they called all the council members together and they were going to decide, what should we do next? They decided to say that the disciples were making trouble. And they decided to accuse the disciples of killing Ananias and Sapphira. Now, do you remember what had happened to Ananias and Sapphira? They had disobeyed God. They had kept back some of the money, and they were trying to deceive the apostles and the people there. And so, who killed Ananias and Sapphira? God did, didn't he? Their consequence for breaking their promise to God was death. But here the priests and the rulers decided that they were going to try to blame it on the apostles. Now, they figured, you know, we got a mob together to kill Jesus and to shout crucify. Let's try to do the same thing with these apostles. They hoped that the same thing would happen. And right away, the council told the officers to go bring the disciples from the prison. Look at verse 21. Now we're going to finish that verse at the last part. Look at verse 21, Acts chapter 5, verse 21. We're going to read the last part of it.
But the high priest and those who came and called the council together with all those elders of the children of Israel and sent to prison to have them brought.
So there they go. They sent off some people to go and get the disciples and bring them in front of the council. The officers obeyed, but when the guards unlocked the doors so Peter and John could come out, guess what? No one was there. No one. Where did they go? Oh man, those officers must have rushed back to the council. And they probably were very excited as they told what had happened. Look at verse 22 and 23.
But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. They returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside."
They said, "We found the prison shut securely. The guards were even there. But when we opened up the doors, there was no one inside." Just like those guards on Alcatraz, they opened the doors and looked in and realized that they had three escapees. Well, the council members looked at each other. What could have happened, they wondered. How could the disciples have gotten out? How did they get out? I bet they were just completely mystified. And then they probably figured, well, they're long gone now. But where were the disciples? They were in the temple preaching just like the angel had told them to do. You know, let's think about it for a minute. Why didn't those council members realize that they were trying to fight against someone who was much more powerful than they were? Why didn't they get it? I like to think of it like they had blinders on. Have you ever seen a horse and carriage, maybe at a city park or at Christmas time when they have carriage rides, or at some little village or some tourist place? What do they put on the horses? Do you know? They put on blinders. Blinders make it so that the horses cannot be distracted or get scared by things that are on the outside. All they can see is what is straight in front of them. I kind of think of the priests and the rulers as having blinders on. They couldn't see the whole picture. They could only see what they wanted to see. And what they wanted to see was them being in power and them being in charge and this Jesus being put to death and put away. They wanted nothing to do with Jesus. So who was controlling the thinking of the priests and the Pharisees? Satan was, wasn't he? Jesus rose from the dead, and they did not want to acknowledge it. They did not want to think about it. They wanted to destroy anyone who continued to share that story and his message of love with others. Isn't that sad? I don't want to have blinders on. I want to be able to see what God wants me to see. I want him to lead me and to guide me. How about you? Let's pray as we close to ask Jesus to help us to follow him no matter what. Dear Lord, help us to have the whole picture, to be able to see you clearly, to follow you, to trust you with all of our hearts. We love you, Lord. Go with us today in our work and in our play. In Jesus' name, amen.
Acts 5:29.
We are to obey God, obey God, rather than men. We are to obey God, obey God, rather than men. We are to obey God, obey God, rather than men. We are to obey God, obey God, rather than men.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.